Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 25 regarding Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, Laney, L-A-N-E-Y. Buddy Laney is a 68-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Appeared on 10-29-19. He was working on a flight and had to move the bar cart in a particular position in order to let the cockpit crew out. Apparently, when he turned to face the cockpit door, he felt a sharp pain in his groin area. Apparently, he was seen at United Airlines clinic emergently, believing he injured his groin. Apparently, further evaluation led to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a hernia, repaired laparoscopically on the left on 12-27-19. Apparently, he's no longer receiving the active treatment for that incident. But he also alleges on 3-3-20 he injured his right shoulder in an unspecified fashion. Apparently he did not convey whether he underwent surgery on the shoulder. Apparently in the paragraph, as per his first claim petition, Mr. Laney alleged he was lifting on 10-29-19 and sustained a hernia, treated surgically, period. His second claim petition alleges on 3-3-20 he was pulling from an overhead bin and injured his right shoulder, treated surgically. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he was seen at Premise, P-R-E-M-I-S-E, Health, on 10-29-19. This evidently is United Airlines Premise Health Medical Facility at Newark Liberty International Airport. Their notes describe he was pulling out a bar cart to use as a blocker to open the pilot door for the pilot. Period. He complained of sharp pain in his groin area, but he was evaluated and diagnosed with a hernia. Period. On 11-6-19, he was seen by Dr. Thomas for his groin injury. Period. He had similar symptoms to his prior hernia in the 1990s before the left inguinal hernia repair was performed. Period. History was also remarkable for high cholesterol, comma, eye surgery, comma, erosive esophagitis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, anal fissure, comma, and gonorrhea in the remote test. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Thomas diagnosed him with a recurrent left inguinal hernia. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. It was noted on 8-20-18, he had a CAT scan of the brain done that showed no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage, period. Yet another study on 9-12-12 indicating there was no significant interval change compared to the prior MRI. Scratch that. The 2018 MRI was compared to a study of 9-12-19 in which there was no interval change, period. On 12-27-19, Dr. Thomas performed surgery to be inserted here. Apparently, the petitioner followed up post-operatively over the next several weeks, period. As of 2-24-20, There was no tenderness about the abdomen. Appeared his incision sites were clean, dry, and intact. Appeared there was no bulge or edema. Appeared he was thought to be doing well and recovering as expected. Period. He may resume his usual activities without restrictions at that point. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show Mr. Laney was seen on 4-6-20 at Concentra. Period. He stated he was lifting luggage into the overhead and injured his right shoulder 1 month ago. Period. History was then remarkable for insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Period. There was no description of interval treatment being sought. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the right shoulder. He was diagnosed with a right shoulder strain and begun on anti-inflammatory medications and cold compresses. He was quickly referred for an MR arthrogram of the shoulder. This was conducted on 4-20-20 to be inserted here. Period. He was seen on 4-22-20 at Concentra by Kelly Phillips, PHILLIPS. Period. They noted diagnoses of right rotator cuff tear, as well as tear of the superior labrum anterior to posterior. But he was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph, he was seen in that regard on 6-22-20 with the physician assistant of Dr. Furie, F-U-R-I-E. He reported having some physical therapy with no improvement. Period. His assessment was that of right rotator cuff and glenoid labrum tear. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 6-24-20, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Physical therapy was rendered post-operatively. Period. He continued to see Dr. Furie through 5-13-21. Period. At that time, he was doing well and had completed therapy. Period. He denied any pain and reports his range of motion has improved significantly. Period. He then was released from care to regular duties to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen and groin, normal. Extremities, upper. Inspection revealed heel portal and open surgical scarring about the right shoulder. But no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired shoulder maneuvers, normal. Cervical and thoracic, normal. And at the general appearance put, he indicated he serves as a scoutmaster in Georgia, where he currently resides. Period. Impressions. Buddy Laney alleges to have been injured at work on 10-29-19 and 3-3-20. Period. The first led to a diagnosis of a left groin hernia, repaired surgically. Period. This was superimposed upon a prior left inguinal hernia repair in 1995 and the 1990s. Period. After the latest repair, he followed up with Dr. Thomas and was discharged from care on 2-24-20. Period. He was to resume his usual activities effective 1-27-20. prepared Mr. Laney, then alleges to have injured his right shoulder at work on 4-6-20. Scratch that. On 3-3-20. Prepared for unclear reasons, he delayed in seeking treatment until 4-6-20. Period. In short order, he had an MR arthrogram of the right shoulder to be inserted. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Fiore, and they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. That will be inserted here. Period. Mr. Laney followed up postoperatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. As of his last visit with Dr. Fiore, he was doing well and had no pain. Period. He had good range of motion and strength. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be no inguinal or abdominal hernias. Period. He had full range of motion in the right shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He also had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen slash groin. Period. His recurrent left inguinal hernia was definitively repaired surgically without signs of recurrence. Period. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.